Revealing Ramadan is a special series featuring the voices of 30 Muslims from all walks of life. Each day of this Islamic holy month will reveal a different story, one in which an individual shares a personal experience about Ramadan. On this 18th day of Ramadan, we hear from a writer and editor living in suburban Chicago.
It's Nazish Yar Khan. I live in Glendale Heights. And I grew up in Bombay, India, all the way from the state of Andhra Pradesh. And the capital is Hyderabad. So we are Hyderabadis, and there's tons and tons of Hyderabadis in Chicago. It's almost called another Hyderabad. It's a mini Hyderabad. But we grew up in Bombay, fairly secular family. We didn't know any Muslim families beside our own. And our friends were all Hindu and Christian. I went to a Catholic college. We celebrated festivals with everyone. We didn't hesitate. We didn't hesitate to take part in the Christmas parties. We didn't hesitate to take part in the Diwali parties. And I think that has really worked well for me because I fit into any group now.
Like several of the other voices you've heard in this series, Nazish experiences the month of Ramadan differently in the U.S. Here she draws comparisons of celebrating Eid, the major Islamic festival that ends the holy month.
The Eids, I'll talk about the Eids. The Eids aren't as fun in India as they're here. Here the immigrant community tends to celebrate a lot together. And when we lived in Bombay, we didn't have any family who was Muslim. Everyone lived in Hyderabad in a different state. So most of our friends were not Muslim, and my parents would have a day where we invited everyone over and, you know, we had the festivities. But here, there are so many people, and there are like four different parties at least, and there are about 60 people at each of those. And the kids get so many presents, and we meet so many people. And here we go to the mosque for prayer, for Eid prayer. And sometimes the road going to the mosque, we've waited in traffic for an hour and a half because of traffic getting out of the mosque and there being a traffic jam. And that's not what happens in India. In India, the women don't go to the mosque, first of all. And here, because we're going to, they don't even do it at the mosque all the time. Sometimes they'll just book out, like, the McCormick place. They used to do that. And now they just do convention centers and so on because there's so many people. And we'll meet people we haven't met the whole year, and it's so festive, and everyone's so dressed up and so on. It's a lot of celebration. And in India, it used to be very, very quiet, unless we were in Hyderabad, where my extended family is. But Eid was very quiet, and it was boring because it was just like our family, and then maybe three or four families come and visit my parents. And here, it's so festive, and there's for two weekends in a row, we're going to have parties, you know, and family get-togethers. There's always, like, good dessert, good gifts. Not gifts for the kids, adults, but for the kids. And, you know, at Christmas, my kids, my son especially, because he's younger, he'd be like, doesn't Santa like us? You know, why doesn't he come to our house? And Faskeen used to decorate, like, the poinsettia because she wanted to have a tree that much. And I always say, well, we have two Eids. So you get double the number of presents. Which would you prefer? Do you want me to give you one at Christmas? Or do you want me to give you double at Eid? And, you know, that basically takes care of the argument. You know, there's a verse in the Quran. It's Surah Al-Rahman. And God mentions his signs, the foods we eat, our days and nights. And then he asks, which of your favors of your Lord will you deny? And that line is repeated 31 times. And he says, which of my favors will you deny? And he's asking us to account for how we've used the peace and prosperity that he's blessed us with. He will ask us what we did with our health. You know, you had two hands, two legs, you could walk. What did you do with that? He'll ask us how we put our ability to read and write towards making his earth a better place to live, and that our children don't cry themselves to sleep because they're so hungry every night and they have no food, you know. And that's what Ramadan is about. It is about recognizing all our blessings and giving thanks, asking for mercy, and asking for forgiveness. You know, Ramadan is our way of showing, and observing it is our way of showing that we are answerable to God. And that we pray he accepts it, because there's no guarantee that he will accept it. Yes, he's a merciful God, and he looks for every opportunity to accept our prayers, and God willing, he will. But I think we can never take for granted that, yes, we've done our share, and yes, we're guaranteed heaven, because we never know.
This is Revealing Ramadan from Speaking of Faith in American Public Media. To hear more personal reflections on Ramadan and expressions of Muslim identity, visit our website and get the podcast at speakingoffaith.org.